Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll begin today in North Korea, where the hope of Christ remains despite deepening darkness. Then we'll get the latest on Iran's continuing crisis and ways to pray. The story coming your way in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in North Korea, where Kim Jong-un has begun a third term as president of the State Affairs Commission. Now, the body controls defense, security, and state policy. And his continued rule signals no near-term improvement in religious freedom. Brandon Neal with Guidelines International, a partner of Transworld Radio, says,
"You cannot openly share the gospel in this country. You have to really toe the party line or you can get in so much trouble."
Plus, there's been a drop in radio ministry.
There's actually been an 80% decrease in the number of hours of outside broadcasts reaching North Korea.
And in the current climate, it's almost impossible to say how many Koreans listen to Christian radio. It requires trusting God's guidance. The ministry sees this as a way to act, partnering with TWR.
We're hoping that we can help to fill that void and that even more people will encounter Jesus in their heart language.
Although local believers stay hidden from the state, they are under a watchful gaze of their Savior.
Even in the midst of that persecution and all of those closed doors, God is still working there.
So pray that the darkness of persecution doesn't diminish the faith of North Koreans. Walk alongside them in prayer and support the ministries that do work there.
Pray for all those people in North Korea who don't yet know Jesus.
And support the ministries that do serve the people. Meanwhile, Iran remains at the center of a dangerous global crisis. In week four of the conflict between Iran, Israel, and the U.S., fighting escalates across the Middle East with heavy hits on the energy infrastructure. And the battle is expanding beyond what U.S. President Donald Trump initially described as a short war. Heart for Iran's Edwin Abnu says,
"The Iranian regime has a different tactic. They would say that maybe Americans got the watch, but we have control the time. That is how it is with Iranians."
Iran is engaging proxies in the region and trying to create an energy war by restricting access to the Strait of Hormuz.
They don't have the weaponry and the strength to withstand the American and Israeli attacks at all. They want to create enough chaos and confusion in the region to bring everybody into this mess. Maybe everybody else in the region stand up and say, we have had enough of this.
The conflict is hurting ministries too. Heart for Iran lost signal for 3 days.
We found out that it's not only us, there are other Christian Farsi satellite programmings and the Farsi news channels that are intentionally blocked.
Thankfully, God provided a solution. Pray that Iranians will encounter Jesus through Heart for Iran's programs. And it seems fitting to close today with this story. A newly released annual report from the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom highlights persecution hotspots around the world. But the question remains, will the U.S. government apply that report into real policy to help the persecuted? Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA explains the commission's work is intended to inform the State Department's yearly International Religious Freedom Report.
Now, the challenge is for the last 2 years, the State Department has not issued that report. So it's like, okay, is this all we're going to get? Is this the end of the process?
Now, this report is important because it provides real tools to support religious freedom around the world, which can remove barriers to the gospel spreading.
It certainly helps us here at Voice of the Martyrs when sort of the government is saying the same things that we're saying.
Although it's supposed to be an annual report, it's been missing for a couple of years. Consider becoming a missing report person if you're a U.S. citizen. Contact your government representative and express your interest in seeing this state report issued. But first, respond in prayer as you consider the commission's findings.
There are 29 countries, so you could literally pray through that list every month and use this as a sort of government-issued prayer guide on behalf of our persecuted brothers and sisters.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.